Have you ever stopped to think, are the skills that got me here still enough to keep me ahead today? I have, especially when I look at how much revenue management has changed over the years. Back when I started, Excel was everything. We used formulas, pivot tables, even macros to forecast demand and manage rates. It was manual. It was time consuming, but if you could analyze data and think strategically, you stood out. That's what gave you an edge. Today, things look very different. AI is changing not just what we do, but how we do it. Hi, I'm Gitika. After over 22 years of hospitality revenue management, I'm here to simplify what most people complicate. If you're a hotelier, student, or revenue professional who wants to learn smarter ways to grow revenue, this episode is for you. Follow, subscribe, and let's make revenue management work in the real world. Revenue Expert Insider. Come on and let's go. Revenue Expert Insider. Gonna help you to grow. Revenue Expert Insider. More to see, more to know. Revenue Expert Insider. Revenue Expert Insider. I remember in my early days at the Oberoi Group, everything was manual. Every rate update, every forecast was built from scratch. And if something changed, like a competitor dropping their price, you had to go back and rework the whole thing. There was no automation, but we learned to think ahead, to spot patterns, and to trust our analysis. Then came the first big shift. Channel managers and rate shoppers. Suddenly, we had access to competitor data in real time. It was a breakthrough. Then integrated revenue systems took things to the next level. Pricing, forecasting, and distribution all working together. We weren't just reacting to demand. We were predicting using RMS. Now we are in a new era, AI-driven revenue management. And it's more than just automation. AI is changing the way we work, think, and lead. As I prepared a presentation recently, I did a deep dive into the tools revenue leaders would rely on in 2025. What I found was eye-opening. AI is becoming a partner in strategy. It doesn't just give us data, it gives us insights. We can now ask a platform a direct question and get a smart strategic answer instantly. It's not about looking at last month's data. It's about adjusting in real time, based on customer behavior, demand patterns, competitor moves, even weather. Here are the key takeaways from my research that may help you. Number one, AI isn't replacing revenue managers. It's making us more strategic. It handles the data crunching, but we still need to ask the right questions, interpret the answers, and take action. Secondly, demand pricing is evolving. It's no longer just about supply and demand. AI adjusts rates based on real-time signals, guest intent, economic trends, and more as well. Thirdly, personalization is now a core driver of revenue. AI customizes offers for individual guests, not just segments. This leads to a higher conversion rates and stronger loyalty. Fourth, we are moving from forecasting to proactive decision making. AI helps us spot problems before they happen, like a drop in demand or potential guest churn, and recommends how we should respond. And fifth, system integration is now essential. Revenue tools must connect with CRM, sales, and marketing platforms. Without that, you're working in silos and missing opportunities. So here's the question. Are we ready to lead in this new environment? The fundamentals of revenue management still matter. Understanding demand, thinking strategically, making smart decisions, but how we apply those fundamentals is evolving fast. If we want to stay relevant, we need to embrace AI. Not as a threat, but as a tool that helps us focus on what really matters, like strategy, performance, and profitability. So let's start exploring. Ask better questions. Experiment with tools like ChatGPT and Gemini. Because the future of revenue leadership isn't about being replaced. It's about becoming indispensable. Thanks for listening. And if this helped you think differently, follow the show. Share it with a colleague and let's keep learning together. Until next time, signing off.